It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is here with us to discuss tariffs, health care, the Equality Act, and other news from Washington. What are your questions for Senator Baldwin? What are your biggest concerns? What do you think politicians in Washington need to know about Wisconsin in this moment? Are you worried about health care, the environment, the economy, immigration? What are your thoughts? 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, ideas@WPR.org is our email address. Tammy Baldwin is a U.S. Senator who has represented Wisconsin since 2013. Good morning, Senator, and welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. It's great to join you.
President Trump recently threatened tariffs against Mexico and then backed off, announcing that he had reached an agreement with Mexico to reduce border crossings. What's your take on the president's use of tariffs with Mexico and other countries?
Well, I'd start with the tariffs that have been in effect for quite some time now on steel and aluminum. I am not opposed to tariffs in all cases, and I think they were appropriately addressed to China, where we see state-owned enterprises competing on an unlevel playing field against our domestic manufacturers. But I'm not, I still see no evidence as to why the Trump administration applied those tariffs to Canada, to Mexico, and to the European Union. And we know that they resulted in retaliatory tariffs against Wisconsin products like cheese, ginseng, cranberries, other things that we are known for producing. The continued rhetoric back and forth with threats of additional tariffs for different reasons have only made matters worse. And particularly in our dairy industry, where at this point in time we're losing on average 2 dairy farms per day in our state, it is just something that is really exacerbating a very difficult agricultural economy, as well as we have a robust manufacturing economy that it is impacting also. But getting up to the recent weeks of disputes back and forth, at the end of that back and forth, when President Trump announced that some deal had been reached, he talked about it in very vague terms, alluding to a deal with regard to border crossings. But he also made an announcement that none of us anticipated, which was that Mexico had agreed to immediate purchases of agricultural products. He gave no details, and when asked as a follow-up, his Department of Agriculture representatives could verify no deal, and the foreign minister of Mexico also said he had no idea what the president was talking about. And with our farmers hanging in the lurch, I wrote to the administration and said, we need to know what's happening. There's a lot of speculation that this was complete fabrication, that no such immediate deal about agricultural exports to Mexico had been reached.
Hey, looking at the president's trade policy as a whole, is there any benefit to Wisconsin from what President Trump has done in this area?
Well, first of all, I can't put every challenge that's facing our ag community at the administration's feet, but frankly, any action that exacerbates an already difficult situation needs to be scrutinized. Dairy farmers in particular, and of course Wisconsin is America's dairy land, dairy farmers have faced low prices for the milk produced for a number of years now. Usually we see ups and downs that our dairy farmers can withstand, but we've seen low prices for now a very long period of time. There's oversupply issues, and then when you add on to that horrible weather and these retaliatory tariffs against our number one dairy product, which is cheese, most of the milk we produce in Wisconsin goes ultimately into cheese, It just exacerbates a really, really difficult situation. And it seems like the Trump administration, you know, they'll announce some sort of relief program. But the farmers I've been talking to have seen very little relief at all. And we continue to lose farms at an alarming rate. 1,500, over 1,500 farms have closed operations since President Trump took office.
Tammy Baldwin is a United States senator who's represented Wisconsin since 2013, and she's on the air with us this morning. Give us a call at 800-642-1234 if you have a question for the senator. Senator Baldwin, earlier this year, you urged an investigation into how the Wisconsin National Guard handles sexual assault cases after soldiers and constituents brought up complaints on the morning show. We've spoken with the National Guard and with a soldier about this. Are you satisfied with how the investigation has been proceeding?
Well, the National Guard Bureau was contacted by me and the governor because it appeared that we needed a comprehensive assessment, top to bottom, bottom to top, to look at all the open and closed sexual harassment and sexual assault investigations. When that was initiated, I know I was informed that this was going to be very comprehensive and would result in a report that goes into, again, their comprehensive look. And I anticipate that it's an ongoing investigation, and I expect them to produce a report that will be made public, and that it should be both independent and comprehensive. Previously, there had been some other smaller inquiries, and we believe that the Office of Complex Investigations at the National Guard Bureau needed to come in and handle this.
Let's take a call. Clint is joining us from Sun Prairie. Clint, good morning.
Good morning. Say, I just wanted to talk about the immigration kind of issue that we're talking about as the border and building a wall. I believe under the Obama administration, there was policies put in place where we were doing funding to Central American countries where they could provide resources and safety for people to stay down in Central America. And I'm wondering why that doesn't get more press or put out as an option to the American people to understand that that was a really cost-efficient policy, along with very effective for people so they could stay in their homeland. So I just would like to hear the senator's thoughts on that.
Thank you very much, Clint. Senator Baldwin?
Well, there are ongoing discussions, certainly on Capitol Hill, regarding support through the State Department on various types of aid to three countries in Central America predominantly, Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala. In those countries, there's specific and unique problems in each country, but a situation where gangs have overtaken many communities, violence is very commonplace, and in one of those countries, they're having an agricultural crisis due to, I believe, drought that is leading some to face starvation as their critical issue. We were very concerned, I speak for myself and some of my colleagues, when the Trump administration threatened as punishment to withdraw the sort of aid that's channeled through the State Department from those three countries, because our view is it would make the situation there even worse and probably result in even more people fleeing violence, fleeing a situation where there's not adequate food and nourishment to come to ultimately our southern border, where there is clearly a humanitarian crisis. I will say that just yesterday, the Senate Appropriations Committee passed an emergency spending bill to deal with some of the humanitarian issues at the border, and we're going to continue to monitor this situation as robustly as we can. But there are some very alarming things going on, including a private for-profit corporation that has been given a no-bid contract to house migrants at the border. Every report we get is that there's extremely crowded conditions, unsafe conditions, unsanitary conditions, and that's certainly not acceptable.
We've got about a minute left, Senator. You're the first openly LGBTQ U.S. senator, and you're pushing for the Senate to pass the Equality Act, which the House approved last month. This legislation would ban discrimination against LGBTQ people. Why is this law necessary in addition to existing civil rights protections?
Well, it's just wrong that in a majority of states in the U.S., people are not fully protected from being fired or evicted from their home or denied services because of who they are or who they love. And it's really time to end this discrimination, and the Equality Act would do just that. Not every American lives in a state or a city or a community that has protective policies that allow people to fight back, and we know that discrimination sadly still exists. So after the House took an historic step, we believe the Senate should act also to pass the Equality Act. And this Pride Month that we're celebrating during the month of June, 50th anniversary of the Stonewall riots, we think it's high time to happen.
All right, Senator, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Tammy Baldwin, U.S. Senator who's represented Wisconsin since 2013. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network.